President, Director General, Excellencies, ladies and gentlemen. WHO needs to adapt to a rapidly changing world. The financial and economic crisis, a complex burden of disease, new technologies, and a number of new health actors create challenges as well as opportunities. Global policies in areas such as trade, climate change, and human rights also have an impact on health. And these policies need to be seen as part of a broader health governance picture. WHO and its member states are at a crucial crossroads for global health governance. This dynamic landscape creates opportunities for improved global health, including opportunities for WHO. The organization needs to define its role more clearly, build on its comparative advantage, improve its efficiency, and promote coherence. This requires continued bold leadership from the Director General, and on behalf of Norway, I endorse the reform agenda presented by the Director General in her report to this World Health Assembly. President, Norway highly welcomes the agreement on a framework for the pandemic influenza preparedness and response concluded in April this year. We believe the agreement is a victory for global health security. It will contribute to more effective and coordinated response to future pandemics. The framework proves that WHO is a relevant and functioning global forum for health capable of finding solutions to complex international challenges. We now need to concentrate on implementation, making the sharing of viruses and benefits work in practice on equal footing, as is the core theme of the framework. President, WHO plays a crucial role in the follow-up of the health-related Millennium Development Goals. Through the UN Secretary General's Every Woman, Every Child initiative, efforts for improving children's and women's health are being strengthened through national leadership. WHO, together with other UN agencies and the World Bank, are providing critical support to the national plans and commitments. I welcome WHO's leadership in the Commission on Accountability and Information for Women's and Children's Health. Norway fully endorses the recommendations of the Commission and will provide financial support to their implementation. President, chronic non-communicable diseases are increasingly becoming a major health challenge for both rich and poor countries. I had the pleasure of attending the very successful first ministerial conference on healthy lifestyles and non-communicable diseases in Moscow 3 weeks ago. I am grateful to my Russian colleagues for hosting this important event. I personally hope that high-level attention given to NCDs this year will create momentum for action. Together we should strengthen the WHO as a leading international organization for tackling the rise in NCDs. Norway values WHO's guidance on NCDs. We believe WHO has a crucial role to play in advising developing countries on how to integrate NCDs into health systems and creating a well-functioning public health policy. Norway is currently in the middle of a health sector reform. Its main purpose is to make a shift towards prevention and health promotion fully in line with the NCD agenda. President, finally I would like to praise the Director General for establishing the review committee of the functioning of the international health regulations in relation to the pandemic H1N1 2009. Norway fully supports the 15 recommendations in the report, which should be adopted by this health assembly. Thank you for your attention.